You had asked me once what it is that I was thinking of. I remember being too ladylike to tell you, but I find it easier now the longer I've been doing this, the easier it is to be honest. And I've always been such a lady, just efficient and direct and polite and kind and gentle. And I think it's that way until someone kind of gets to know me, and then they see that maybe I'm a little crass and abrasive. But for the most part, a lady in entirety. I think about sex constantly. I'm always wet. My nipples are always hard and aching for attention. I can't stop thinking. And it's not a movie that I watch or a conversation that I have. It's just something that's there, and it's always been there. And I just think about being fucked from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed and all the moments in between, and I dream of it. I dream of it so much. But in my dreams, it's not like it is when I think about it during the day. For the most part, I just want to be bent forward. I want fingers tangled in my hair. I want to be taken, used. I want to be cheap in that moment. Afterward, of course, I don't want to be left, but I just want to be a whore. I want to be a whore for you. I want to give you everything that you have ever wanted. Things that you never thought that you could do, or things that you would want. I want you to want them with me. I want you to not be able to control those urges. I want you to fuck me. There are little things that set it off that make it more intensify and amplify it. There are things that drive me absolutely fucking wild. And I know that you know that I love a masculine guy, someone I can trust, someone that protects me, that defends me, that stands up for me. And that doesn't mean all the way around. It's not someone that fights. It's not someone that's got this horrible trucker mouth. It's just someone that gets things done. Like when you assemble furniture for your kid's bedroom, you're building furniture for your child, not my child. It's your kid. And doing something as simple as that just makes me salivate. It makes me want you. It makes me want to be filled with your cum. And I obsess over it. And when I can't have you, when I'm unable to be filled with your cum, I masturbate thinking about it. And it gets me off. It gets me off so good. Because of all the different sides of the kind of man that you are. And how you're sensitive and gentle and respectful of me. And you're an amazing father, and I love it, and you're dedicated, and you're devoted to your kids. And that drives me fucking wild. It makes me want to be so indecent. You're doing such a pure, wholesome thing, and I just want to take you and pull you and distract you and have you. And I want to ride you. And I want your hands all over me, those hands that build that furniture. Those hands that have touched and done so many things. I want exclusively focused on me. I want your hands on my throat. I want your hands on my ass, in my hair, spreading my legs, holding me down, lifting me up. I want you. All of it. All of you. I love how masculine you are. So I used to babysit for a girlfriend of mine that I worked with. Two kids. They were both young, close to the same age. They took naps at the same time. And I was there one day. And I was so hot, and I was so excited, and a lot of times I cheat. I don't wear panties because I like the way the seam of my pants rubs on my clit. I'm an easy come. All you need to do is touch me, tell me, and I'll do it for you. I'll come for you anytime you want me to, and I'll come for myself. But sometimes I need to be penetrated. I need to be made to feel like a woman. I need to be filled and stretched, and I need it to hurt just a little. And I was in one of these moods, and I'm lying on her couch while her kids are sleeping. She and her husband are at work. And I'm lying there, and I've got my hand down in my pants. And I'm rubbing, and I know I want to come, but I don't want to come unless I'm being penetrated. And I didn't have anything. I didn't have a toy. I didn't have anything. So I went looking. I found this really fancy ice cream scoop in the kitchen. And the handle was this big, perfect, like silicone shape that I couldn't get beyond. So I took it in the living room. And I lied down on my back. I slid my pants down around my knees. I threw my right leg over the back of the couch. I left my right leg there while I put my left foot on the floor, my legs spread, pants down. And I was so wet, I didn't need any lube. I never do. I'm always excited. I'm always ready. And there on her couch, in her home, while her kids were sleeping, I used the handle of that utensil, and I fucked myself, and I came so hard. I came so hard. And I felt disgusting and filthy afterwards, and I cleaned it so good. After I came, after I collected myself lying in that little puddle on the couch, I got up. And I washed it and I put it back. And I can't tell you how filthy I felt the next time that I was at her house for dinner and we had ice cream. And I remembered. I needed what I needed. And I think about stuff like that so often. Just being penetrated, like things that I want but I would never do, I fantasize about and I get off to. I want to be fucked. At the same time, bent forward with a cock in my mouth. I want to be unladylike when I give you head. I want your cock in my ass. I want so many fucking things. I see people in public. Unattractive, maybe at first. But something about them, something they say, a mannerism of some kind makes me look at them in a different way. It makes me wonder, it doesn't make me want them, but it makes me wonder about how they would be in bed. Could he satisfy me? I wonder how big is his cock? Not only how big is it and could he satisfy me, but could he fucking handle me because I am a lot of woman and I am demanding. I'm a lady. I'll be treated like a lady. But every once in a while, I just needed to be treated like a fucking whore, put in my place, owned. I want to wake up in the morning and see bruises on my hips and my ass, handprints where you gripped and grabbed and slapped me. I want to know that I belong to you. Sometimes in my car on my breaks at work, I rub my clit over my pants. I make myself come, sitting in my car, smoking in this public parking lot with people walking by. It does what I need it to do. It's not entirely satisfying, but it gets me to the point that I can go home and be entirely fulfilled. And I absolutely love it when I come nice and hard when I do that. And my panties are sticky, and they're just against me the rest of my shift. Like this secret, this thing that my body and I have between us, just my panties filled and wet, soaking through the fabric of my pants, just walking back into work, wondering if they know. Not that they could, but what would they think if they did? And the thought of someone being able to discern what it is that has just occurred on my break just drives me over the fucking edge. And I get hungrier for it. And I come home and I tease myself before I come again, kind of punishment, kind of reward. One of those two things. Double meaning, double outcome. I take all my clothes off. I sit on the bed with my legs crossed, and I will just put the heel of my right foot right up against my bare, wet pussy, shaved and smooth and wet. And I'll just grind on it, and I won't let myself come. Just teasing until I can't take it. And typically what I do is I lean forward. Knees and elbows. Reaching down between my thighs. Fucking myself with a big, thick toy. Just being full, being stretched, being hurt. My big, heavy tits. Hanging down, my nipples just brushing against the fabric of my sheet, and I fucking lose my mind. I come so hard, screaming into the mattress or the pillow or the back of my hand, whatever my face is on. And I love it. I think about being watched. I think about being surprised. And I think about all of it so often. And you would never know if you looked at me because I'm such a lady. But I want you to know that I think about it. All of it, constantly. And I want you to know that I think about you when I think about those things. Now tell me, darling, what is it that you think of when you think of me?